favor, if you can, go grab somebody, go tell somebody, go let your partners know, friends know that the place of promise is on and the worship experience is here. That the place of promise is on and the worship experience is here. We wanted to come today and let you know that every word that comes out of this place today is coming to you for confirmation. Not just to give you information, but to confirmation something for you. Because I want you to know that the God that we serve, the God that we serve, the God that we serve, is able to do exceedingly above what we can even ask or think. Do me a favor if you can. Okay, do me a favor when you can. I need you to go get your Bibles. We're going to St. John's 4 and 11. St. John's 4 and 11. I won't for you very long today, I don't believe. St. John's 4 and 11. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, according to written St. John's, the King James Version says, the woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today we come. We thank you for your presence already here. Father, speak to me today. Speak through me today. Speak to me today. That we'll be able to give you what you desire. Use me today, God, in a special way that will cause hearts to come and say, what must I do to be saved? That will cause cancer to dry up, that will tell diabetes you're on the run, that would arrest hypertension, that would tell cancer your time is up today, would tell drug abuse your time is up. God, send a word today that will help the broken, that will heal the broken heart and help the struggling. Send your word today, oh God. And we'll be so careful to praise you. God, use this man's servant today as the oracle of God. Write on the table of my heart that I speak your Episcopal truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Sweep through this building, sweep through this place. And we'll give you glory and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I pray that you have enjoyed the worship service. I pray that you are, grab your neighbor, pull them down and say, neighbor, I am at the well. Grab your neighbor. Neighbor, say, neighbor, I am at the well. That's right. Grab them real good. Say, neighbor, I'm at the well. The well. The well. The well. I'm so glad you come today. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you logged on. I'm so glad you tagged on. I pray and I greet you with the salutation of the Holy Spirit. And I greet you with this love. Give me just 20 minutes and I'll be done. I believe today. Let's say amen. Let's preach from this subject, the well. My brothers and sisters, it has become, brothers and sisters, because we live in a contemporary society, we just turn on the tap for water. When you mention well, when you mention wells, many of you have never seen a well, or how a well works, or how well water tastes, because that's not the subject. That's not what we do today. We just turn on the tap. But when I was a little boy and when I was going to, when I used to go to, when I was in Mississippi, was a little boy, my grandmother had a well. And she had this well that was dug deep in the ground. Oh, I'm already preaching. She had a well that was dug deep in the ground. And no matter what was going on with the outside things, that well always had water. And the water was dug so deep in the ground that the ground itself, oh my God, I'm about to run through this building. Wells. Wells was a place where when you didn't back in the days, like I said, they didn't even have running water. So grandmama or grandfather said, put this bucket down in there and lower it as deep as you can. And the deeper you went, the deeper you let the well down, then you had to pull it up for you to get to what you, the water to refresh you. My brothers and sisters, as we talked about last week, we found Jesus in John 4 at the well. not just because he was looking for water, because his natural body was thirsty. But anytime his natural body was thirsty, so he had to go there. And I must readdress in your hearing that the Gospel of John says that he had to go through there. He had to go through there. Other translations said that it was necessary for the Lord. It was necessary for the word. It was necessary for the good news. It was necessary for our Jesus to get to the well. What is the significance of the well? Well, I'm glad you asked, and I won't be before you very long. Well, back in the days, the wells were different because wells were not found every place. Oh, I got to talk about that. Wells were not found every place. Only a very few had wells on their land. Glory to God. Why? Because those wells had been dug over years, over years, over years. Wells had been dug. Why? For they can get a source of, they get a natural resource to refresh their going. My brothers, can I tell you today? Oh, I'm already preaching. My brothers, can I tell you today that when you inquire a well, it's just not just, that's just the well. There's history that goes behind that well. Oh, my brothers, whenever you inquire well, there's history that goes behind that well. So here is Jesus at the well of Jacob. And now, you know, the Bible, it makes it seem as though that Jesus only went there to talk to the lady, the Samaritan woman. Yes, that is true. But that's not the only reason why he went to that particular well. See, there's a significant prophetic encounter that happens at wells. Bible tells us, biblically, wells are landmarks. Can I say it again? Biblically, wells are landmarks. The Bible says, do not remove the old landmarks. My wife and I travel, and when we travel, I oftentimes tell her, she doesn't really pay much attention to, and I'm not trying to throw her on the bus, but she don't really pay much attention to the signs. She don't really pay much attention to the highway. She just get on and drive, and that's okay because I be tired sometimes, and all I want her to do is just get on and drive. But there's come a time when I said, baby, remember this particular marking. Remember this particular tree. Remember the particular building. Why? Because these are landmarks. And when you have a landmark, you can never be lost. If you have landmarks, you can never be lost. That's why in the biblical days, they had to put stones and color those stones. Why? Because those stones were markers to say, this is where I've been. I've been here before, and this is, thank you, Jesus, and this is a place where I know, this is a place where I know that if I come here, I'll find my way back to where I came from. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you ought to tell your neighbor, I'm going to find my way back. I'm going to find my way back. It may take me a little while, but I'm going to find my way back to where I come from. I'm going to find my way back to why I put this landmark here. I'm going to find my way back. Why? Because there's history upon this landmark, and wells were historically landmarks in the Bible days. Even today, if you walk through the times of slavery and they didn't have no running water like that, they would have wells. Why? Because somebody on that property took time to dig a well. I want to stop right here. Brothers and sisters, sometimes you're going to have to dig. Even though it seems as though, oh my God, it seems as though you're not going nowhere. I know back in the day when they used to dig wells, they used to dig so much, and then they had to take buckets and have the dirt and the trash and the stones taken out. But they dug and they kept digging. Why? Because they understood, if I dig long enough, if I dig hard enough, if I dig deep enough, something down here keeps telling me if I keep on digging. Oh, I'm about to run right here. If I keep on digging, something's going to bust up out of this ground. I want you to understand, if you just keep on digging, oh my God, you want to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, just keep on digging. Just keep on digging. Point at them real good. Oh, I'm not trying to preach already, but I need you to tell your neighbor, just keep on digging, because the more you keep on digging, you are going to cause a well to explode in your life. Thank you. You're going to find water. You're going to find it down there. The more you dig, oh, my brother, matter of fact, you ought to say, ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, I want to put a condition on you. I want to call you a digger. I want to call you a digger. Why? Because I want you to dig deep. I want you to dig long. I want you to dig proud. I want you to dig so much that your hands began to hurt. Your legs began to hurt. Your feet began to hurt. But you know, even though my legs are hurting and my feet is hurting and my mind is hurting, I'm going to keep on digging, because I know if I dig long enough, hallelujah, if I dig long enough, if I dig long enough, there will be, oh my God, there will be resource. There will be activation. There will be, if I keep on digging. My brothers and sisters, the significance of a well is that the Bible speaks about its landmarks, because landmarks are when you need direction and when you don't remember exactly why the landmarks are there. The landmarks would indicate to you where you're going or where you've been to or where you need to go. The Bible says don't remove the old landmarks. Don't remove them. The Bible speaks of wells, wells of landmarks, wells of water. The wells speak of access. Wells speaks of supply. Wells speaks of so much more. A well speaks, represents opportunity. A well may appear small in size, yet it is connected to a vast underground supply that cannot be seen with the eye. But you know when you put it down there, you can hear it rumbling all down. Oh my, I'm about to run right here. A well is that has an underground supply that you know if I put it down there, something's going to happen. I'm going to pull something up. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I've been digging long enough to know I'm getting ready to pull something up. You ought to tell your neighbor, neighbor, I know this is the very second time I'm telling you to touch your neighbor, but I need you to touch your neighbor real good and lay your hands on their chest or lay your hands on their back and say, neighbor, you're getting ready to dig up something. You're getting ready to dig it up. You're getting ready to dig. You're getting ready to find what you've been looking for. I come to encourage everybody on the line today. You're getting ready to find what you've been looking for. Thank you, Jesus. I'm looking for something. I'm digging for something. You think I come to church all this long old time because I'm not looking for something? I come to dig. You think I preach like this because I'm not looking for nothing? I come to dig. You think we sing like this because we're singing for nothing? No, we come to dig. You think we do all this, all these lights and cameras? No, we come to dig. Why? Because I know the place of promise is just before me, and I'm digging the well because I know sooner or later I'm going to dig up something that's going to explode, and it's going to be bigger than what I ever expected before. I'm digging. I'm working on something. Neighbor, I'm working on something. Oh, my God, I feel like preaching. I feel like going here. I'm working, I'm digging on something. A well may appear small in size, yet it is connected to a vast underground supply. I want to stop right there. There's a vast underground supply that we have not even tapped into. We don't even know that's yet there. But the more you dig, the more you're going to find out there. And Jesus had to get to this well because Jesus understood that this well means I'm a digger. This well means somebody here has already dug it up. And because they dug it up, it has history in God. My brothers and sisters, when you dig wells in your life, you have history with God. And when you have history with God, it's going to explode to a point that there'll be water everywhere in your life. There will be produce. There will be production. I come today to speak it over your life. There will be production. There will be produce. There will be life, because water brings life. Water, wells bring life. He said, I am the wellspring of life. Thank you, God. God himself said, I am the wellspring of life. I've come to give you life, and life where I come to pour it out on you. Pour it out on me. I'm digging. I'm working on something here. I'm working on something here. Thank you very much, oh God. And the first time, you see, wells may appear small in size, but there's an underground wrap. See, a matter of truth, the word was wrapped in flesh. You call it well. A word of truth was wrapped in flesh. He was called the well of God. And the well of God told me to tell you that out of your belly shall flow rivers of water, because you and I have become partners with the rain source of heaven. Woo! Jesus, I'm about to run here. You and I have become partners with the rain source. The rain source of heaven. And the rain source of heaven will bring you provision. The rain source of heaven will bring you life. The rain source of heaven will be a gift in your life. The well source of heaven will be an inheritance. The well source of heaven will release spiritual activation in your life. The first time we see the well experience is when Hagar, who was running from Sarah. You know, Sarah was the one who God told her, are you laughing at me? Because God told her by this time next year, you're going to have a child. And she said, oh, Lord, are you kidding me? And she began to laugh because she said, God, I heard that promise before, but it's been 25 years before this promise even come to pass. And she said, oh, I'm well old. But when she laughed, I believe she said, oh, Lord, you mean to tell me that this old thing can move like that again? Oh, but God was telling Sarah, I can make what's old look like it's brand new. I can make what's old feel like it's brand new. I can make what's old produce like it's brand new. I can make what's old, because when you got a well inside of you, oh my God, I feel like preaching. Oh, when you got a well inside of you, when you got a well, can you hear me? When you got a well inside of you, my pack. When you got a well inside of you, you will be able to produce. When you got a well inside of you, you'll be able to move in God. When you got a well inside of you, you'll be able to have God move you in a very special way. My brothers and my sisters, can I tell you that you should say, I have a well in the inside of me. I need somebody. I need you, and I need you to say to yourself, I have a well inside of me. The song says, oh, there's a well of water within me. Oh, if you mess around, I'll give you a drink. Why? Because there's a well inside of me. So here is Sarah. She is saying, laughing at God. Oh God, what do you mean, God, that I'm going to have a child? She says, well, at this time next year. That was Sarah. Sarah was the one that laughed at God. And Sarah also told her maidservant, well, God is taking too long to give me a child. So I need you to go in there with my husband, my maidservant, and we're going to do a thing called cross covenant. Oh my God. She said, we're going to do a thing called cross covenant. And when we do a thing called cross covenant, we're going to be able to have this child together. But woe and behold, did Sarah not know that God keeps his promises? Oh my God. So Sarah got mad at Hagar and told Abraham that Hagar must go. And because she must go, what happened to Hagar is that she was running from Sarah. And while she was running from Sarah, she was running so much from Sarah that God, that one day she fell down. And when she fell down, there was a well right there. And God spoke from a well. So anytime there's a well experience, you get ready for God to speak to you from a well. And God told Hagar, he said, Hagar, I need you to go back to where you was. I need you to go back to where you was and present yourself there. Whenever there's a well experience in your life, it will remind you of the promises of God. Whenever there's a well experience in your life, it will remind you of an encounter with God, because wells gives encounters. Oh my God. Can I say it again? Wells gives encounters. Because when we notice here in our text that Jesus met the Samaritan woman at the well, he just didn't go there just to meet her. He just didn't go there just to talk to her. He went there to give her an encounter. What did you mean, preacher, by that? Because when he met the lady at the well, I'm almost done here. When he met the lady at the well, he said, I want to show you something here. I want you to do something for me. What God was giving her was a prophetic utterance. He said, if you be my people, I'll be your God. So what he was telling, he was telling the Samaritan woman, if you would just draw some water out for me, just help me, just partner with the kingdom, just partner with this God. Because if you be my people, I'll be your God. Did you not know, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, can you humble yourself and partner with me? And so when she partnered with God, something happened in her life. When she began to dig down, she said, I'm going to use the very tools that I have to help God out. Oh, I want to talk today. If you decide, I love that song. You gave me my eyes and my ears. Why? I'm going to use the very tools you gave me to help you do something that you... Help me do something that you asking me to do. And so when she dedicated, oh my God, I'm about to run right here. She dedicated her tools. She dedicated her things. And she said, God, I'm going to give them all to you. And he said, oh, now drop your stuff in the well. And when she dropped her stuff in the well, what came out was just not water. What came out was the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit came out on her, it hit her right in her belly, because something changed for her right then. When you begin to say, God, I'm going to drop my stuff in. I'm going to drop my stuff in for you. I'm going to drop it all in. I'm going to drop my tools all in for you. Things began to happen for her. She began to let go, and she said, let God. Oh, to your neighbor, the neighbor, I believe if you just let go and you let God, things will happen for you. I believe if you just say, I'm going to let go right here, and I'm going to start digging. I'm going to let go right here, and I'm going to start searching. I'm going to let go right here, and I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start praising. I'm going to let go right here, and I'm going to start praying. I'm going to let go right here, and I'm going to start thinking. I'm going to let go right here. And I'm going to start saying you're worthy. Let go right here and start saying you're good. I'm going to let go right here and start saying you're wonderful. I'm going to let go right here and start saying you're my miracle worker. I'm going to let go right here and start saying you're my healer. I'm going to let go right here and start saying you're my strength. I'm going to let go right here and start saying you're good. I'm going to let go right here. I'm going to throw it all in the well. I'm going to throw it all in the well. And I find myself in a very good place. Hallelujah. You ought to tell your neighbor, neighbor, let go and let God at the well. Let go and let God at the well. Let go and let, I'm about to run right here. Let go and let God at the well. I wish I had three praisers that would just say, I'm going to let go and let God at the well. Because if I, when I get around the well of God, I'm going to find prophetic utterance. When I get around the well of God, I'm going to find prophetic activation. When I get around the well of God, I'm going to find prophetic announcement. When I get around the well of God, I'm going to find prophetic revelation. When I get around the well of God, I'm going to find a prophetic generation. When I get around the well of God, I'm going to find prophetic manifestation. When I get around the well of God, I'm going to let go. I'm going to let God. I'm going to let go and let God. I'm going to let go and let God. I'm going to let go and I'm going to let God. I'm going to let go and I'm going to let God. And here we find the lady at the well. And here is Jesus at the well. Jesus had encountered the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus was weary, physically tired, and he needed to be refreshed. But the thing I like about Jesus, he just didn't go anywhere to be refreshed. He had to get to a well. My brothers and sisters, you just can't go anywhere to get your refreshing. You just can't go anywhere. You just can't turn on tap water and get your refreshing. How you know today, so somehow we have moved from tap water to the bottled water. And bottled water represents wells. Oh, can I tell you, bottled water represents wells. It's a small well that's been made the place to replace your tap water. Why? Because you know, if I can get to some bottled water, if I can get to tap water, if I can get to a well water, it hasn't been touched with human hands. Oh my God, I'm about to run right here. If I can get around a well water that hasn't been touched with human hands, if I can get around a well water that's just come from a source that I cannot see. It comes from a source, oh, that's bigger than me. It comes from a source. Thank you, Jesus. I'm about to run. I'm about to run right through here. And we get to a well, my God, because when you get to a well water, you can't see what's down there. But you know, as if I put my spigot in there, if I put my bucket in there, when I let it down, I'm going to let it down with nothing in it. But when I pull it up, I'm going to let it down with nothing in it. But when I pull it up, you want to tell your neighbor, neighbor, I'm going to let, for the fourth time, I'm going to let it down with nothing in it. But I'm going to pull it up. And when I pull it up, it's going to be heavier. It's going to be heavier this time around. Because I'm just not going to pour it on myself. I'm going to pour it on everything around me. Because come everyone, if you're thirsty, drink from a well that won't run dry. This well, glory to God. I feel like preaching. I feel that Baptist side. This well that's welling up in me is more than what I believe it could be. This well that's welling up in me is more than what I thought it could be. This well is welling is the word of God. And the word of God is telling me the more I dig, the more I'll find. The more I'll dig, the more I'll find. The more you dig, the more you're fine. The more you dig, the more you're fine. The more you dig, the more you're fine. Hey! Thank you, Jesus. The well. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. We're trying to move. Hey! Hallelujah. There's a well. Woo! Jesus, Jesus. There's a well that won't run dry. Oh, there's a well. See, and what Jesus was finding. See, and what Jesus was finding is that when he got to the well, what happened is he was saying, I'm at the well. And the reason why I picked this well is because divine providence happened here. The reason why Jesus picked the well and the Samaritan woman met him there is because at that well, there came a divine appointment. At that well, there came a spiritual and physical need met by a divine God who gave a divine appointment. And not only at that well, see, the Bible tells us that Jacob poured oil on this well. And because Jacob poured oil on this well, the well became a prophetic promise, and the well became a prophetic landmark. And Jesus said, I got to get back to my prophetic promise. I got to go where my prophetic landmark is. And when Jesus got to the well of Jacob, he understood what was there, because Jacob had poured oil on it. And when you pour oil on something, it represents prophetic worship. And so what happens is that when Jesus got to the well, there was prophetic promise, there was prophetic worship. And not only was there prophetic promise and there was prophetic worship, he told Jacob, I'm going to give unto you. He told Jacob, now I'm going, not only is there prophetic promise, not only is there prophetic worship, there's prophetic grace. Tell your neighbor, prophetic grace. And Jacob, woo, hallelujah, there's prophetic grace. And because of prophetic grace, Jacob said, I'm going to give a prophetic seed. Because after prophetic promise, after prophetic worship, after prophetic divine encounter, he said, now I'm going to give a prophetic seed. Because he recognized that where I am, the well is a place of covenant. The well is a place of provision. The well is a place of help. When I ask you, my brothers and sisters, why do you come to the well? You understand? The well is full of promise. The well is full of worship. The well is full of grace. The well is full of covenant. The well is full of provision. The well is full of help. The well became divine visitation. The well became divine manifestation. The well became a cataclysmic explosion in her life. And when the Samaritan woman met Jesus at the well and she let go and let God, God turned around and poured into her, because she told Jesus, said, sweetheart, where is your husband? She said, I don't have one. Catch what Jesus said. I know you didn't, because your prior dispensations that you've been hanging on could not feed you. Your prior dispensations that you've been holding on could not feed you. The ones that came before me had no water, but I have come to let you know that there's going to be a cataclysmic explosion on your life. I come today, my brothers and my sisters, to tell you now that your well is going to bust forth, but I'm looking for some diggers. I'm looking for the ones that said, I'm hurting, not gonna quit. Disappointment, not gonna quit. Church hurt, not gonna quit. I'm digging from the well that won't run dry. And while I'm digging, I'ma sing my song. To God be the glory for all the things he has done. While I'm digging, I'm gonna sing my song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I can see. While I'm digging, I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna, God is my help and my source. While I'm digging, I'm going to lean on God. While I'm digging, I'm going to trust on God. While I'm digging, I'm going to grace God. While I'm digging, I'm going to hope on God. That's why the song says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I shall not, glory to God, but wholly lean on his name. I come to give him glory. I come to lift him up. I come to say he's mighty. I'm digging and I won't stop. I'm digging and I won't quit. I'm digging my life. I'm digging. I got to dig. I'ma dig so much that I get dirty. I'ma dig so much that I get stinking. I'ma dig so much you won't recognize me. I'ma dig so much until I'm free. I'm gonna dig so much that God will say, this is my son who I am well pleased. I'm gonna dig so much, glory to God. I feel like screaming, I feel like lifting him up. You ought to tell. Tell your neighbor, this is the well. Welcome to the well. Welcome to the place of promise. Welcome to prophetic grace. Welcome to prophetic worship. Welcome to prophetic seed. Welcome to prophetic provision. Welcome to prophetic prophecy. Welcome to prophetic provision. I feel like giving him glory. Slap your neighbor, high five, and tell your neighbor, welcome to the well. To the well. Welcome to the well. Go tap your neighbor. Go get 4 or 5. Go find a worshiper. Go find a praiser and tell him, welcome to the well. Welcome to the well. Yes, sir. I feel like preaching. I feel like loving him. I feel like telling him he's good. Welcome to the well. He's good. Welcome to the well. He's kind. Welcome to the well. There's a cistern, hallelujah, of glory divine, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Welcome to the well. Come get drunk at the well. Come get full at the well. Come get saved at the well. Come get the Holy Ghost at the well. Come get God at the well. Come get God at the well. Come get delivered at the well. Come receive God at the well. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. It's the well. Welcome to the well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give him a praise. Welcome to the well. Welcome to the well. Welcome to the well. Prophetic grace. Welcome to the well. Prophetic provision. Welcome to the well. Prophetic grace. Welcome to the well. Healing. Welcome to the well. Healing. Welcome to the well. 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 Please forgive me. I don't mean to. Yes, I do. Because I scream like this and I preach like this, it is just not because of my ethnic persuasion. It is because I love him so. And I'm excited about what he's going to do. And when he gave me this message about the well, I was asking God, why? Because I was satisfied with talking about the miracle. I was satisfied with talking about miracle because I believe it. We're setting the atmosphere. And he began to talk to me right just before service, before I came down dressed to talk to you today. And we have had some great highs and some incredible lows in this ministry. And I asked God, I said, God, what are you telling me? Because I know I hear your voice and I know I pray. Maybe I should pray more. I know I fast. Maybe I should fast more. I'm not saying I'm the greatest preacher in the land. I'm not saying that. I said, God, what are you telling me? We went to go get a building. And we were approved. And while we were approved, things didn't add up like we thought they should. And we had signed contracts. We were getting ready to open the place of promise, not just for me, but for you, for all of us. And something happened in the process. And we had to pull away. And you talk about being hurt. Because when you are a leader, you have people depending on you. And I'm prophetic. I move by the wind of God. And it didn't work out what I thought. And all my plans and the people who I had in place. And I cried and I was hurt, disappointed, because we're ready to go. Oh, believe you me, we ready to go. I'm ready to shout, dance, scream, and pastor like crazy. And it wasn't until this day, about 3 weeks later, this day, because we're supposed to move in February. March would have been our first month. We would have had the pulpit in there and the speakers hanging. We'd have had two lights. It would have been two lights. But we're going to be in there. And when I came back home and I began to cry out to God, and my heart was hurt because I lost. But the Lord told me this: dig. I said, what? He said, all of this is going to show the people the depth of the well. I said, what? He said, all these lights and all these messages we preached over 3 years, we're digging a well. The people that's come online and had God touch them, we're digging a well. First Lady singing and Audrey singing and the praise team singing and the musicians playing and the instruments playing and we're digging a well. We're digging a well. He said, dig some more. Dig some more. So what you're seeing right now is we're digging wells. But there's coming a day when you're going to be able to take your bucket and throw it in the well. And when you pull out of this well, you'll never be thirsty again. I feel like telling somebody, the Lord just told me, you're going to be healed forever. Not just your physical body, but in every area of your life. Lay your hands on yourself and say, my life is about to be healthy. My life is about to be wealthy. My life. Jesus. Dig a well. Dig a well. Dig a well. I come to ministry today and I'm done. To dig a well. Because the atmosphere has been set for miracle signs and wonders. And God told me this. He says, I didn't forget what you lost. I'm going to. He gonna make him give me back every dime. Because he ain't gonna be able to rest. Because Psalms 109 tells me that when someone crosses me, when I'm doing the work of the ministry, that God himself will intervene. And when God intervenes, he'll burn down his stuff. You don't know. You want to lay your hands on yourself and say, God is serious about me. God is serious about me. See, you got to know the word. And when you know the word, them okay, Holy Ghost. Whoever got them jobs that y'all don't like, you get ready to tell that nasty supervisor who's been holding your transfer, who's been holding your raise, you get ready to tell him. You just tell him Psalms 109. When you see him, just walk past that Psalms 109. Because all you're doing is release the word upon his life. The Bible says, pray for your enemies when you give them the word you're praying for. Now, no matter what the word says, I will contend with those who contend with you. I will fight with those who fight with you. That's why he said, the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. And I'm telling you, sisters, we are digging a well. Every song we sung today dug deeper in the well. Every message we preached today dug deeper in the well. Everything we've done today for the glory of God dug deeper in the well. Because when we ring the bell to say, come and drink from the place of promise, the water will be so enriched. You know, they got a thing called electric lights. They got things they put in water to make the water stronger. But one thing about God, you don't got to put nothing in his water. His water comes with power. His water comes with strength. His water comes with glory. His water comes with refreshing. I want to tell somebody, and I feel like preaching right here, that you get ready. Your well is about to explode. You get ready. Your well is about to never run dry. You get ready. Your well is about to heal on your behalf. You get ready. Your well. Glory to God. I did come today just to preach revelation. I come today to preach confirmation. And I'm confirming to you. Your well. Good God Almighty. I wish I had a praiser. I wish I had a worshiper. I wish I had a tambourine player. I wish I had a fan waver. I wish I had a banner waver. Because you're well. We're digging wells of expectation. We're digging wells of trust. We're digging wells of glory. We're digging wells of grace. We're digging wells of faith. The well. Welcome to the well. Welcome to the well. Look at your neighbors and neighbor. Welcome to the well. Welcome to the well. Welcome to the well. There's a fountain full of blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Welcome to the well. My mama sang, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Thank you, mama. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the days. And she was singing,